This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 2303. 6 ways to fix your finances and resuscitate your DOA money situation by Mikey Rocks with LenPenzo.com. And I'm your host and personal finance enthusiast, Diana Merriam. Let's get right to today's post as we optimize your life. 6 ways to fix your finances and resuscitate your DOA money situation by Mikey Rocks with LenPenzo.com. Stressed out by your financial situation? Aren't we all? Here are 6 strategic moves you can make to regain control of your money situation, fix your finances, and put you back in the driver's seat. Have a listen. Number 1, stop impulsive shopping. Many of us are guilty of shopping impulsively when there are good deals thrown in our faces via junk mail, advertisements, and other promotion media. But the only time those deals usually make sense financially is if they're actually needed at the time of the sale. Otherwise, we're just spending to spend. Jeff Kressler, co-author of the book Dollars and Cents, explains, quote, "When you buy something that used to be $100 but is 35% off, you're not saving $35. You're spending $65. Instead, compare the price you're paying to zero. That is, the price of not buying it at all," end quote. Number 2, cut back on reoccurring subscriptions. The subscription model is growing in popularity, so it's easy to overdo it and maybe even forget about all of your subscriptions. Personal finance expert Jeff Proctor suggests an easy way to fix your finances by taking some of your budget back. Quote, "Pull up your online banking information and write down every single reoccurring subscription that you've paid during the past 90 days. I did this recently and was surprised at how much I was spending. I'm not saying you have to give up your beloved Netflix, but cutting a few items out or even reducing a current subscription plan can be a great way to reinvigorate your wallet," end quote. Adds Logan Abbott, who's the president of Wirefly, an online comparison engine that helps people save money on monthly services. Quote, "Many people sign up for monthly delivery services like vitamins, razors, and online news websites. Then they stop using the product but forget to cancel. You can identify these forgotten subscriptions by simply scanning your credit card bill," end quote. Number 3, transfer high interest credit card balances. According to Abbott, one of the first jobs for fixing your finances is to make sure you're not paying interest on any large credit card balances that you can pay off. If you can pay it off, then go ahead and pay it off. If you can't, then try getting a credit card that offers a 0% introductory APR on balance transfers. Number 4, consider affordability. Are you really saving money if you're already deep in debt? The answer to that question is always no. If you don't need an item and you know you can't afford it, you shouldn't be buying it. There are no excuses that will justify this. And don't try to convince yourself that you deserve it. What you do deserve is a credit score you can be proud of. Number 5, beware of decoy prices. While retailers assume you'll open your pockets for sale prices, decoy prices are prices sellers don't expect anyone to pay. It's a shady business practice, but there are ways to spot it. Explains Kressler, quote, "Anytime there's an item with 3 options, the simple one, the middle one, and the high-priced luxury version, chances are the highest price is a decoy price. Unless you're an expert in that particular product, you'll probably think, oh, we don't need the deluxe model, and I don't want to be cheap and buy the lowest one, so I'll just make the safe choice and pick the middle one. Decoy prices make us choose the middle one," end quote. And now you're probably thinking about all the times you've fallen for this ruse, aren't you? And number 6, pay attention to your payment methods. When we use credit cards or e-payments or shop online, we pay less attention to the amount we're paying, and that results in quicker, less thoughtful purchases. Kressler says, quote, "These methods are unavoidable, but keep in mind that paying in cash will always save you money. Try to be mindful and treat all of your payments as if they were cash. Stop and think about the amount and whether or not it's the best choice. Don't be lulled into one click and express pay. That's just code for no think and overpay," end quote. There's no shame in trying to save money any way you can. I'd rather be debt-free and comfortable while living a modest lifestyle than be under constant financial stress trying to keep up with the Joneses. After all, do you want to be a prisoner to your creditors or control your own financial destiny? It's your choice to make. You just listened to the post titled 6 Ways to Fix Your Finances and Resuscitate Your DOA Money Situation by Mikey Rocks with LenPenzo.com. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. Have you been using Mint to manage your finances? First, the bad news. Mint is shutting down. And now, the good news. There's a better alternative. Our sponsor, Monarch Money. Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kids' college. I've found that Monarch makes it easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. I think these 6 tips are a great starting point for anyone looking to fix their finances. However, I would add a few more things to consider when trying to regain control of your money situation. First, it's important to create a budget and stick to it. Knowing how much money is coming in and going out each month is crucial to making informed financial decisions. Plus, budgeting helps identify areas where you might be overspending, making it easier to cut back. Second, consider earning more money through a side hustle or part-time job. It's a simple equation. The more money you bring in, the more money you have to put towards debt, savings, or other financial goals. Finally, don't forget about the importance of building an emergency fund. Unexpected expenses happen, and having a rainy day fund can prevent you from going further into debt when these situations arise. You might also consider getting into credit card hacking. Many credit cards offer cash back or rewards for purchases, which can help you save money over time. Just make sure you pay off the balance in full each month to avoid interest charges. Last year, I paid for $3,000 worth of travel through credit card hacking, but this only works if you have no temptation to overspend and you're not paying interest charges. It's also beneficial to use apps to help manage your finances. There are plenty of apps available that can help you track your spending and create a budget. I use Mint and Personal Capital. Remember, fixing your finances takes time and effort, but with the right mindset and strategies, it's absolutely possible to turn things around and achieve financial freedom. And that'll do it for another edition of Optimal Finance Daily. Thank you so much for joining today and every day. Have a great rest of your day, and I'll catch you tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.